let's start with the tournament. Yeah, went over to Hitchcock County for their tournament. Came away 2-1. You know, nice three sets win against with Alma and Axtell. Lost a tough one to Juanita Palisade. You're 5-5. Your girls are hanging right in there. Not a bad start after first 10 matches, is it?
No, I've been happy with how the girls have played. We've been a little bit up and down, you know, in different matches. Some matches I wish we would have maybe gotten, but overall, they've done a really good job of coming back and picking up some wins after some tough losses.
That Alma game, that Alma match is always kind of a barn burner. You guys aren't separated by that many miles, and that was a nice win. Alma, as you well know, I always have some good teams. That was a quality win, wasn't it?
Yes, that was a big one for the girls. You know, they've really had a pretty successful season so far, so I was proud of our girls for we got beat the first set and then turning around and not giving up and, you know, playing even harder and picking up that win.
And then Axtell and then Juanita Palisade with the once again, I tell you that these RPAC conference schools, you've had a chance to face a lot of them. Maywood Hayes Center, you didn't play them this tournament, but you've already had a chance to see them. Dundee, Juanita Palisade, boy, the conference, whether you go east or west, you got some pretty good teams this year, huh?
Yes, Juanita Palisade was strong. We were 25-20, I think, both sets. I didn't feel like we played our best, but yeah, they've got some good players. And honestly, we've had a pretty good tough stretch to start off the year here, and it doesn't get any easier with our conference.
Since the last time we've talked to you, Katie, darn it, you've had some injury situations to one of your key players. Talk about that. When I heard about it, I was like, oh, man, hopefully it's not a serious injury. What's the latest you can tell us on that with Desi?
Well, unfortunately, she has to have surgery to repair her knee. She blew out and has quite a bit of a recovery to do. But, you know, she's obviously very disappointed, but still a major part of this team and supports the girls and, you know, wants what's best for them. But she's got a road ahead of her, but she's already working hard to get back, you know, as soon as she can. But the girls have really rallied. That's hard to watch, you know, one of our leaders go down, but they've really rallied around her and together to keep working.
Glad that she's an underclassman. She still has some time to play and get through this year and her next year, hopefully be good to go.
Yes. She's definitely got it in her head to be back stronger than ever for her senior year.
But still, as we've talked about before, you got a lot of girls that have a lot of experience. And Emma Strand, one of your lone seniors, we're kind of leading the way. She's picking up her stats as far as kills per set, isn't she?
Yeah, it's been great to see her. You know, last year I felt like she really started coming along. This year I think she's more confident and has shouldered a little bit more of that. But she's been playing very well. When she has struggled, you know, she's helped in other ways, maybe not necessarily at the net always. Her serving's been fantastic. So it's been nice to see her grow into that role this year.
Clara Hilker, Tayton Roskamp, gosh, the Schaefer girls, I mean, you can put a lot of experience in there. Girls that have played a lot last year in this year, if somebody's not having a good day or good game, by no means, you can kind of look to your bench and they can help out, can't they?
Yeah, you know, losing Dez and then coming into the season without Ruby McCune, because she had gotten hurt over the summer, that did shorten us a little bit. But these girls, I tell them all the time, they're all capable of playing and filling so many different roles because they know the game and they're very competitive. So it's nice to be able to adjust when we need to.
Coach, got another busy week coming up. Some Trianglers, and I see making a road trip over to Cozad. You're going to see Alma. Do you think the Cardinals are going to be out for a little revenge in that one of those matches there?
Yeah, you know, this happened to us last year where we played them on Saturday and saw them again on Tuesday. And last year we didn't play our best at this Triangular. So I think the girls are ready to kind of make up for how we played there last year. I do think Alma will be a little more prepared for us. I think we might have surprised them a little bit on Saturday. So we've definitely got to step up a little bit.
And I've noticed some scores with Cozette. They're right around 500 as well. And they seem like they're maybe improved. They took a set from Gothenburg early in the season. So maybe they're improved as well.
Yeah, you know, we didn't play them this summer, but we did see them at a team camp at Fair Central, and they did very well there. So Tuesday will be a tough night. We're going to have to play well.